You know, I don't know if you all ever go back to any of these recordings so that you can, you know, maybe capture or pick up anything that you've missed. But, you know, every now and then it might not be a bad idea if you, you know, aren't doing it on any kind of a regular basis. So that's just something to keep in mind. They're for your use.
The one where we did the scripting on the Vista, I did go back and try to replay that. But I have to admit I got interrupted in the middle and didn't finish.
Sure, sure. Okay. So is Rodney with us?
I haven't heard him yet.
Okay, okay. We'll give him a few minutes. Well, you know, let's start the first part of the call, just kind of trying to play back a little bit and ask me at this particular point. We spent, you know, kind of a lot of time on, you know, different client acquisition methodologies. I put together kind of a script for you all. Was that understandable? The kind of how I organized that?
Yeah, from my standpoint, it was. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Good.
Yeah, I know we have our Vista push for the month, and for me, I know I'm losing valuable time just not being able to do meetings. I'm pushing everything, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just one of those things.
Yeah, I know.
We are thinking about it, and we are. I think Rodney's more interested in it than he has been.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Well, do you want to see if you can locate him? I hate to get too far down the road before we get him on the call.
Let's see.
Okay.
Stand by, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, I did text him with 50 answers.
Okay. Okay. So I always like to kind of start with you all's agenda first. So maybe you can kind of, you know, a month has gone by. So why don't you kind of tell me some of the things that are on your mind, any roadblocks, some things that might be going well for the team where you feel the team, you know, continues to need, you know, more coaching and support.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, as a team, we're each individuals and we're coming from our own spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so my spot is I'm a little bit chaotic and I have trouble getting things done right when I'm supposed to. Rodney is the opposite. He's very much more processed. He'll not bite off on something because he hasn't finished the work, you know.
Right. Okay.
We are opposite. And so where I find myself is a lot of the organization parts, the folders. I struggle with the folders and the executive summary just consistently. There's so many parts. It's kind of bewildering to me. But can't get those summaries done in that little bitty 15 minutes, or I don't, whether I could or not. I don't get them done, and so my folder system is a way more disorganized than his is.
Right.
Okay. On the positive, the last week we've had a lot of activity on meeting with social contacts, engaging and physically meeting with COIs or COI candidates.
Okay.
You know, couple of prospects now in the mix that weren't there before. We've reached out to people that I know are qualified and they've agreed to meetings, and then, you know, maybe something happens and they have to change it. But then we had way more pipeline of candidates just in the last, say, 2 to 4 weeks for sure than we have had it. And so we know, I guess we can just go. If we did that every week, we'd be fine.
So are you at a point where you think that if you stay on plan, that the results will come? Are we at that point?
Well, for Rodney, I think it might be yes. For me, it might be I got to get back on plan because I've risked it and I'm a mess at this very moment. But yes, I do see the benefits of the frequent contact in the organization.
Okay. All right. What do you think I can help you do to clear up the two things? One is the folders and the executive summary. You know, one, on the executive summary, I think you should take your templates and start cutting and pasting, which will make that process go a lot quicker. And then what you do is you you cut and you type in and make things a little more unique to the client that you're speaking with. But you don't have to, you know, kind of redo the whole introduction and some parts of the executive summary. And so creating templates, you know, where you can just constantly go back and cut and paste would help. Or just having, you know, kind of an outline that you go back and cut and paste. What I may do to help you in this is I may format kind of these bullets in Word with some prose. And then what you do is you copy and paste into your executive summary to make that process go, you know, a lot quicker. But if you have all of the issues that kind of come up and just kind of keep adding to them, then you go back to your, this template, copy, paste them into your brief summary.
Yeah.
I think that would be helpful. So I'll give some thought to that. Me, I'm going to write that down and make a note and stick it in your file.
In my truck, you know, I have about 20 or 25 folders because I'll finish and I'll say, hey, I don't have quite the time to write up the summary now. I'll take that with me, do it at home, and then I don't do it. That kind of thing.
So
I have a stack and I need to blow through them, summarize them, and put them back in the file cabinet like they're supposed to be.
Okay.
That's okay. I get off the reservation for a while and I got to get back on.
Okay.
I didn't make any kind of disparaging way that remark.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. Believe me, you know, everybody's got kind of different things that they have to work on, to focus on, and it's all these little things that end up to, you know, end up being kind of big wins if done properly. So I'll just make a footnote on that. Outside of the executive summary and the folders, you all are now improving the frequency of contact. Okay, so you have, you know, kind of all the clients in a schedule now?
Yeah, pretty close. I think Rodney might have everybody. Most everybody. You know, the one-off day that you have to go on location is still a challenge. Tuesday is, I've always called my mobile day.
Okay.
But it's also a heavy load day in my calendar, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
And I went to Colorado Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I'm going to a town about 9 minutes away. And I have to kind of use the scheduler. And instead of every other meeting being, you know, in person and a phone call, and it's kind of have to kind of like stack that stuff so that when I'm close and I can do everybody just from a reality standpoint. And, you know, I know it's just a point of resistance. It's easy to do. But that's the kind of things that I have to navigate on my calendar.
Right.
You know, I go to Colorado, that there is no part of that schedule that says you take an entire day to go see one family or whatever.
That's right, yeah, which means that you're blocking out that day. So, but, you know, I don't want you to lose sight of the things that make you strong also, which is your personality, your great ability to interact and relate with clients, your ability to kind of close clients. And so, you know, to the extent that, you know, you're in front of the people that you need to be in front of, and, you know, like the, when you look at the script and strategy, the first part of it makes some assumptions, okay? It says, okay, you're now organized, and clients as well as prospects are on a regular call schedule. You've elevated the level of service using 12-4-2. 1 hour response to problems, 24-hour resolution. You're implementing a financial planning process. Okay? Now, I'm not expecting you to do everything. I'm expecting you and Rodney to be able to, you know, bounce some of these things off of each other. You have monthly client agendas and a focus. Okay? Clients receive an executive summary after each call. You've conducted a review or done something that provides an outstanding benefit to the client. And in this, what I'm saying is don't give anonymously. In other words, you're providing something, you're doing something without acknowledgement. That's called giving anonymously. So what happens is the things that you do kind of get taken for granted, okay? Or are expected, and that nobody has to really pay you for it. So, and by compensation, I mean, you know, your fee-based business and referrals.
Okay.
So, you know, in your dialogue with clients, you have to restate what you've accomplished or given to them in the client benefits during the review. So, for example, you've reduced taxes by a specific amount. You know, tell, look, Joe, you know, following our strategy and our swaps or what we've done, we have just saved you, you know, potentially $10,000 to $15,000 in taxes. You know, for the well-being of your family, should anything happen to you and Paula, you know, we've got a trust created now that avoids probate, that allows for the care of family members. I think that's important, don't you? Oh, absolutely. And I really appreciate you doing that because I've heard stories where people weren't taken care of. Okay. That's what you want to get. You want to get that kind of feedback. Or you've protected the family against the loss of a primary breadwinner. And, you know, you figured out a way through insurance to replace that income. Or you've grown the assets through, you know, portfolio management and structure and rebalancing. And, you know, you're taking advantage of opportunities and growth in the market. You know, you have to be specific on what you actually did and accomplished.
Okay.
All right.
I heard Rodney never answered. We're about 15 minutes, and we just save the time and try to reschedule.
Well, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
I think I prefer
that. Because he's going to miss out on some of this, yeah. So,
I'm only in the office for one client meeting today because I feel like I need to. They went out of their way to come to the office to meet me, and I'm trying to save my voice. Usually it only does that for a little while.
Okay. So, look, let's pick up where we left off. And why don't you and Rodney just send me an email on a time that might work for a makeup.
Okay.
If Thursday mornings work, we could do it the following week on Thursday.
Yeah, no, I cannot next week. I'm out of town Thursday and Friday at a conference.
Okay. So send me an email. Let me know what might work. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Look, take care of yourself, all right?
On the man, just not mended.
Okay. All right. You take care, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.